Hi, I'm Sian Cowper, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. And if you live in Douglas, you'll have noticed a big change to the way your bins are collected in the last couple of months. Douglas Council's change from weekly collections to fortnightly has caused a stir in the Manx capital. Among those critical of the changes is Douglas North MHK David Ashford. He told me why he's written to Douglas Council leader Claire Wells.
Well, I had concerns about the policy when it was first being discussed, but I raised those privately in the joint meetings that MHKs and councillors have. But now that the policy has been in place, and it's been in place for a couple of months now, we're actually really starting to see the impact. And the photos that I also shared with the leader of the council, I think, show very clearly that it is having a detrimental impact on our city's community. And I just felt, with the number of constituents I've had on as well, some exceptionally distressed and in tears, that I can't keep silent any longer.
Well, you mentioned the constituents that you've heard from there. What kind of issues are they coming into because of this change?
One of the big distressing ones is for some elderly residents where the husband and wife may be suffering from medical problems, so they need added bin space because they use products, sanitary products and so on. And what they're being told when they ring up for the council is, oh, you must undertake a waste audit. I mean, how humiliating is that for people at that stage of life to be told that someone's going to come round, inspect all their waste, see what they're doing? They're going to have to explain their medical issues to that person who they don't know. And quite rightly, those constituents are saying, well, we'll just struggle on. We're not going to embarrass ourselves like that. And it's really, really distressing for some of them. We also have the issue where there's large families, which again, they're saying, who is the council to be coming in and telling us, like we're children, what we can do? It's all very, very big brother. That the system that's been put in place.
Now, you mentioned as well that there were some photos that you've sent to Councillor Wells that you've posted on Facebook as well that show bins overflowing, bags next to the bins, rubbish spilling out of them. Is there a safety concern around this situation?
Well, I'm getting more and more reports of vermin now that's emerging. In fact, funnily enough, just before we recorded this interview, I spoke to a constituent this morning in Williston who's now seeing vermin that they've never seen before. And it's not a coincidence that, of course, the collection up there, I think, is this week. So there's bins already being filled up and they're starting to see vermin around the area.
In your post on Facebook, you mentioned waste service operatives working on the front line taking the flak from the public. Is that something that's happening then? Are actual workers receiving abuse from residents?
I have heard of several instances where residents have actually been more frustrated, I would say, than actual abuse. But one of the things, and it's a good opportunity to put that out there, I mean, the waste service operatives, they're the people who've got to try and cope with the policy that's in place. It's not them that's decided this policy. They've just got to do the job they're being paid to do. And it's unfortunate that they are the ones on the front line having to deal with it. But also, I mean, I know the waste service operatives have come across side waste. There's lots more side waste now because people can't fit waste into bins, so they're leaving it in the street, and that means they've got more to deal with. And particularly if the seagulls have come down, which we've seen in several instances as well, and are ripping into the bin bags, that side waste is then all over the lanes, and those poor operatives are the ones that have to clean it up to try and keep the city tidy.
You said as well in your Facebook post that you're not a fan really of national politicians interfering in local authorities. Why then did you feel so compelled to do so in this case?
Yeah, I'm most certainly not. And I've always made very clear, in fact, I've been someone trying to push local authority reform for many years to give the local authorities more power, because I think there should be that divide between national and local. And like I say, I tried to raise my concerns privately initially. I've left it a good amount of time. I've always been very supportive of the council. I was a Douglas councillor for 8.5 years. But on this one policy, I think it has now reached the point when I've got so many constituents onto me, either distressed, upset, or downright angry, actually, at the policy, that I feel as their representative, when they're being told nothing to see here, move along, everything's fine by the council, that it is a duty of a national representative at that point to represent their constituents and say, come on, we need to look at this again.
It is a service that comes from council budgets, though. As a national politician, is it your place to be telling the council how to do this?
Well, I'm not telling the council how to do it. And, you know, the council can ignore me if they wish. They have no compulsion to do what I want them to do. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start a debate to actually get policy re-looked at. Because when the curbside collection scheme came in, initially it was a 3-year trial funded by central government in early 2008. And the scheme was actually designed to complement the existing waste service. It wasn't designed to replace it. And when I was in local authorities, one of the things I always campaigned on when I was a member of Douglas Council was that if we were going to embed the recycling scheme, then the recycling scheme needed to become a proper scheme. It needed to be bin-based. It needed to have regular collections. If you look to the UK, which we keep getting examples given from the Council of UK, there's very few in the UK that do curbside recycling. It's mainly bin based, and those that do actually do curbside, if people go and look, they don't do it fortnightly, they do it weekly, and it forms part of the waste routine. What we're trying to do here is we're taking a curbside collection scheme and we're trying to operate it as a replacement for waste collection, and it just isn't working.
Now, you've written to the council leader. We're aware of one group who have a petition ongoing on this issue as well. What happens from here? How far can you take this?
Well, I can only write and as a national politician and say what I'm seeing. You know, national politicians quite rightly have no control over the council. The council is its own democratic body. They're voted in at local authority elections. They're to represent the people of Douglas. And if they take a different view to me, they take a different view to me and they carry on with whatever policy they wish to do. But what I'm hoping they will do is they will pause, they will think, they will speak to their constituents, because I've not just been contacted by constituents up here in Douglas North, I've been contacted by constituents across Douglas. And I hope that they will pause, speak to their constituents and actually understand the impact the policy is having and either should go back to the way it was of weekly collections or adjust the policy, particularly around the waste audits, which, like I say, is causing a massive amount of stress. What we need with this policy is evidence-based policy making, not policy-based evidence making. And that's what I think at the moment we're still seeing. It seems to be becoming more and more around a political recycling dogma than it does around providing the services necessary to the residents of Douglas.
Councillor Wells has since responded. She sent a 6-page letter to Mr Ashford yesterday. In it, she says, "We are merely asking residents to set out their waste differently so we can deal with it in a more environmentally responsible way and one that meets the government's current waste strategy. Indeed, we have enhanced the offering by providing a green garden waste collection service, which will, from next year, run until the end of November, following residents' feedback. We believe our approach aligns with our commitments as a biosphere partner and the government's pledge under the climate change agenda. You state the policy is not working, and I would challenge this assertion. We spend a disproportionate amount of time dealing with those residents who are opposed to the change in service on philosophical grounds rather than genuine concerns brought about by an inability to manage their waste. We are and will continue to assist the latter residents. However, we really should be celebrating the many residents who have adapted to the new service and for whom it is very much working. By and large, these residents are actually put off commenting on the continuous shouting of the few unhappy residents on Facebook, as they are then abused by those unwilling to change." Well, you can find that full response from Councillor Wells at manxradio.com. But Mr Ashford isn't the only MHK to speak out about the new system. Douglas Central member Anne Corlett told Chanel Suku there hasn't been enough engagement with Douglas residents.
Mostly the problems I'm receiving contact about are flats in Douglas. You know, more of the older houses that have been converted into flats that don't have a lot of bin space. Apartments in general actually are struggling with this. Larger families. My take on it is, actually, as a Douglas resident and a Douglas ratepayer, not as an MHK, because Douglas are their own entity, Douglas Council are their own entity, I should say. My opinion as a resident and a ratepayer is that actually I am amazed there wasn't more consultation on this. The ideal time to do this was at the election, because it was only weeks later that they said they were going to implement this policy. That was the time to engage, to speak to people. I think I had four manifestos come through my door at the election. Not one of them mentioned a two-week bin collection. I think there's opportunities being missed. I think that recycling, absolutely, I agree with recycling. But to just try to force people to do it in the manner that Douglas Council have done this, it's not helpful. There's some more education, you know, the containers that are supplied for the recycling are not entirely suitable for everybody. I think there was a piece of work to do before they implemented this.
Clearly, a little bit more time, a little bit more awareness. They should have taken a little bit more time to actually sit down with the residents and explain, this is how you do it, instead of, oh, in 6 months' time, this is happening. You've got 6 months to prepare.
Engagement's the key, especially when you're going to, essentially, I mean, Douglas Council would argue that they're not reducing a service here. They're just changing the way they do it. But people pay rates and see this as a reduction in service. The council have implemented green waste bins, which, yes, for those people who have gardens, that's not a bad thing. But there's a huge percentage of Douglas who don't have gardens and are essentially contributing to a green waste scheme. I really just think a little bit more engagement, a little bit more idea of how this was going to work would have been really helpful here.
My last question. We've had Mr. David Ashford, who's shared an open letter on Facebook. I think it was late last night or early this morning, he posted about just over 100 photos that he'd received of people's bins and the overflow. It's not a pretty sight, but also I don't think you can tell me if it's something that's good for the environment. Is it not creating more pollution? I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Well, it's certainly creating a problem in that, you know, if bins are overflowing or there's bags outside bins, then you get problems with seagulls and vermin. That's going to happen. There's also incidents of people filling other people's bins, people using the litter bins that are on the streets because they've got no other way of getting rid of their rubbish. And I think, you know, many people are really objecting not only to the two-week collection itself, but to the way it's been implemented. There's very little money saved in this. And there is a cost to recycling, even though it's absolutely the thing we should be doing. There is a cost to it. And I think you have to have a balance.
What would be your suggestion? I know I'm putting you on the spot there.
If you could. Okay, well, I guess really my suggestion would be to reconsider how they're doing it. If they didn't want to go back to a weekly collection, maybe they could do something in between. But then that's difficult too, because people need to know when to put the bin out. I just ask them to reconsider, engage with people and see if there's a better way to do this, particularly around the flats and apartments issue. I have had quite a bit of engagement with the waste services when people have complained. And I have to be honest and say that they have really tried to help on occasions. We've had people, it's quite embarrassing for some people. They you know, they're caring for somebody or using incontinence products. A fortnightly collection is not suitable for that. And actually, it's really quite undignified to have to ask to come and have your bin audited because, you know, you can't get rid of products like that. There needs to be more consideration of people around this.
One area Mrs. Corlett mentioned there was apartments. So just how big an issue is fortnightly collections for those living in flats? Mark Tweedle is one of the directors of Douglas Head Apartments Limited and told Rob Pritchard about the impact this is having on those living in the apartment complex.
Residents at Douglas Head have been quite satisfied with the refuse collection for 20 years. I mean, the apartments were built in 2000. We've not had any issues. But in recent weeks, we've had extreme problems, right? The introduction of the fortnightly collections have meant that we've had bins overflowing, we've had refuse right in the bin stores, right on the floor. We're concerned about rats. We're concerned about the disease that rats can build, leptospirosis, right, for example. We're concerned about the bad odours. We're concerned, right, about bioaerosols, right, which can affect health, right, because we've got waste, right, in the bins. This is putrescent waste, foodstuffs of that sort, right, which are decaying, right, and which are in the bin stores, the closed bin stores, right, which are creating an unhealthy atmosphere. We've contacted our councillors. We started off right by talking to Natalie Byron, who's a vice chair, right, of the Environment and Regeneration Committee, right, on Douglas Corporation, and is our local councillor. And she held a meeting right on site between the corporation officials, right, and local residents. And it was agreed, right, to hold a monitoring, right, exercise to look at the rubbish collection and to see whether out any changes needed to be implemented. And at that time, we were led to believe that there might be a review of the fortnightly collection and we would have an increase in collection frequency, or we might have an increase, right, in the volume, right, of the refuse, right, collections, right, that we've got, because we have a bin store, right, with large bins inside, and there simply isn't enough capacity now that they've moved to the fortnightly collections. But we were rather dismayed, right, when we saw sight of some emails, right, circulating amongst Douglas councillors, which seemed to be basically saying there wasn't an issue. This was even before the monitoring exercise, right, had started, and it to residents, I think it seemed to indicate that the monitoring exercise was something of a sham. So that's where we are. I've subsequently, right, been in contact with Councillor Horning, Falk Horning, right, who is the chair of the Environment and Regeneration Committee. I've raised, right, a number of issues. I've raised issues about the lack of capacity, right, of rubbish storage, right, at the site. And what Councillor Horning and Councillor Byron, right, are saying is that we're only entitled as an apartment block to have 70 litres of storage per bedroom, right, in an apartment, which means that a typical two-bedroom apartment has 140 litres, right, of rubbish storage. They're not very clear about whether that's for a fortnight or for a week. But that contrasts, right, with the 250 litres, right, which is a normal wheelie bin. So, you know, a typical two-bedroom bungalow or a house, right, in Douglas would have two wheelie bins, right? They'd have the black wheelie bin for residual waste, and they would have the green wheelie bin, like, for garden waste. So it seems as though, right, you know, a two-bedroom apartment, and whether that's at Douglas Head or any other apartment in Douglas, right, that we're only getting half the waste capacity, right, of equivalent properties, right, elsewhere. And of course, we don't benefit from the garden waste, right, which was introduced, right, as part of the new scheme. Now, when I've questioned Councillor Byron and Councillor Horning about this, they say, well, this is down to building regulations. So I said, well, show me the building regulations then. And neither Councillor Byron nor Councillor Horning have produced the building regulations. Now, I've done some research, not on the Isle of Man, but in UK building regulations. And UK building regulations say that a two-bedroom department should have 250 litres of waste storage for a weekly collection. Well, we're getting at the moment 140 litres for a two-weekly collection. So we're way under. So it's no surprise when residents are putting photographs, right, on the residents' WhatsApp page of, right, bins absolutely awash, right, and rubbish, right, all over the place. And all of this has just blown up, right, in the last few weeks since the change. I mean, we've not been complaining before. We're not troublemakers. But we can't live like this. And this is a major public health concern. You know, the prime duty of the corporation, right, has got to be the public health of ratepayers and the well-being of ratepayers. Collecting rubbish on a weekly basis, collecting foodstuffs, the chicken carcasses, the waste vegetation, all the things that can rot and pollute and can lead, right, to disease, right, and infection, all the things which attract, right, vermin, need to be cleared, right, on a regular basis. And we can't have the situation that we've got at the moment. Disappointingly, I'm afraid all I'm getting back from the councillors is, well, I'm sorry, right, but you're not recycling adequately. You should improve your recycling. And if you improve your recycling, we might come back and actually review the situation. Well, at the moment, there isn't the capacity and the volume right of refuse collection available to even properly recycle. I think most of our residents do recycle pretty well, but we could always do better. But quite honestly, the situation at the moment is intolerable, and it's disappointing that councillors are simply choosing to ignore us.
Okay, just a couple of questions on the things you've said there. One of the things you referred to is you're concerned about odours and potential rodent infestation. Is this something that maybe any of your tenants have brought up as actually having happened?
We've certainly got two owners who are saying at the moment that they've got rodent infestation in their property, something they've never had before. I've got residents who are saying that they've seen rats around the site. Now, there's always the potential for seeing a rat, isn't there? Everywhere you go on the island, there's the potential for seeing them. But certainly, if you've got rubbish strewn on the ground and foodstuffs and waste foodstuffs on the ground and in and around, you're going to attract rodents. We're surrounded by countryside and moorland, So it's easy to imagine that we're going to have an issue. The bioaerosol risks are a real concern. I don't know whether you're aware, but certainly in the in the scientific and in the trade communities, there have been concerns about the bioaerosol risks to refuse workers primarily, but also residents, caused by having waste material stored for a longer period than would be normal. Now, these bioaerosols, that's associated with the smell. If you can smell rubbish, then you're breathing in a bioaerosol, and it contains tiny particles, that's mold, that's bacteria. If you're breathing these in, there's the potential for this to cause illness, and particularly if you're vulnerable, if you have chest complaints, if you're a young child, if you're elderly, then you're more vulnerable to this sort of problem. And interestingly, in the UK, guidelines were produced recently. Local authorities have been revising their waste collection in light of COVID. The COVID stresses have meant that some local authorities have had to decrease the number of collections. But the UK government guidance to local authorities is that waste product collection, food collections, should continue on a weekly basis because of the risk from bioaerosols in particular. So we're concerned not just for our own health, but what about the council workers who are having to come into the environment and empty and then handle all of this material and dispose of this material, moving to the fortnightly collection? I think there is a potential risk to them from the bioaerosol risk, not just to us, but also to the people who are doing good work. I have no complaint with the bin men, They do good work. They work hard day in and day out. And, I'm concerned for their health and well-being as well, even if it appears at the moment that the councillors aren't.
Douglas Borough Council, when they brought this in, that they said one of the main drivers of this change, yes, there was some savings involved, but the main drivers were along being more environmentally friendly, encouraging residents to recycle more. Do you think it's having the right effect, or do you think possibly it's having the opposite?
Well, I fully support, and I have to say, people at Douglas Head fully support a green agenda. We should be recycling more. But being green doesn't mean not being clean. It's clean and green. We should be recycling, but we should also be making sure that we're addressing the public health issues. And I think the real risk, if you're not providing adequate storage, of refuse storage, you're moving to a fortnightly collection. Then across the island, the risk is that we are going to see an untidy and dirty island. We're going to see a growth in fly tipping. We're going to see all sorts of issues coming out of this, which are going to have the opposite effect, perhaps, to what the councillors intend. One of the things I'd suggested was that they might wish to introduce, as happens in the UK, separate collections for foodstuffs. So in the UK, there will be a recycling bin, there will be the black bin, or the residual waste, but foodstuffs, waste material, the putrescent material that rots and decays and produces the smell and causes all the problems, is collected separately, in a small bin. And the food waste is collected every week. So, there will be 1 week the collection of the grey bin, the foodstuff bin goes with it. The next week there will be the collection of the recycling, the foodstuff bin goes with it. So there's a weekly collection of the foodstuffs. So I'd asked Councillor Falk, why can't we introduce a situation where we collect all of the nasties, the unpleasant material, the biomaterial that can cause the problem and the smells, and have that collected on a weekly basis, you know, right in a, you know, in a small, in small bins right in people's apartment, which would then go in a separate, right, earmarked bin, right, in our bin store or the equivalent right elsewhere. And what Councillor Horning says is that, well, we can't do that because the island hasn't got an anaerobic waste digester. And he thinks that we would need an anaerobic waste digester to deal with the foodstuffs. I have to say, right, I'm really puzzled by this because we're handling foodstuffs right at the moment. It's all mixed in with the residual waste. And where does it go? Well, it goes to the incinerator. So there's no reason why they can't collect the foodstuffs on a weekly basis and have it going to the incinerator. Ideally, introduce the anaerobic digester. I mean, I'm astonished, right, that we haven't got one right on the island. And maybe that's something, right, for the powers that be, right, to consider. But, you know, I'm not impressed by being told that we have to store all of this food waste, right, in our bin stores where it's causing all of these problems, because the council says that it can't deal with it.
In the meantime, if a solution can be found in the long term between the likes of yourselves and the council, both parties, what in the immediate term do you think should be done to maybe address this issue?
I think there are two or three right possibilities. One is on a temporary basis, you rescind, right, the change to the fortnightly collection and you move back to the weekly collection in order to give time to properly consider all of the impact, right, of this scheme and to actually investigate properly. As an alternative, I mean, if they're absolutely wedded to the fortnightly collection, well, they have to increase the bin capacity. You can't move to fortnightly collection and not increase the bin capacity, particularly in a place like Douglas Head Apartments, where we've got 46 apartments, you know, up to 100 plus people right living there. And with two relatively small bin stores that were designed in 2000 at the time of weekly collections. And suddenly moving to a situation where you're only collecting right every fortnight is bound to cause problems. So there has to be a way of increasing the storage capacity. There has to be a way, I think, of handling right the nasty waste, the putrescent waste, right, that rots and causes these issues. And I'd be welcome, right, to talk with Councillor Horning, right, and Councillor Byron, right, on these issues. It's been disappointing that I've not been able to get any dialogue with them, right, on what I think are the really important issues, the health and safety issues, both for residents and also for the council employees.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.